Lexa. Talking about trips, I swear I'm on some new shit. I really got fitted, man, the other day was too lit. This girl approached me, she told me that she knew me. I still closed it, but I don't think I knew me. But it's cool, I told her that I knew her too. I told her she could have my phone and put a number in it too, so we could text and talk about a thing or two. I knew I was ass fucked, but I was trying to keep my cool. It was crazy, I started saying dumb shit like Leonard is my real G, I know Wolf of Wall Street. Also I'm an actor, 21 on Jump Street. That don't even make sense, I couldn't just stop talking. Then she started laughing, she knew how I was gone. It was obvious what was happening. The loud really hit me, the side effect was rapid. I think she said you're funny, that probably made me happy. But then it really was a struggle. My nigga said I stood up to ask for this to cuddle. She told me I should sit down, I told her that I'm humble. She asked me for my number, she said I'd rather call you. I think it got awkward when I told her that I love you. I told her she should marry me, I told her that I want you. My nigga told me all this, I said that shit was not true. I can't believe I said that, my nigga said I warned you. Damn, I really hope she calls. My nigga said she likes me, I really hope she does. If fools cap shit, wouldn't write the whole report. But in the end she called, like hey I'm pretty bored. Lex,
yeah. Trips nigga. God damn, I swear I'm on some trips nigga. Then I was like,
give me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
Yo, talking about trips, yeah, I think we kicked it. When we smoked a lot, I saw her when the blunts kicked in. She was tripping, trying to follow instincts, like, wait, should I do this? It's gonna think I'm too cheap. So she flipped, she took preventive measures. She didn't wanna fuck this up and spoil my first impression. She started acting up, chose her ego over pleasure. I could see her fighting and there was one hell of a pressure. I get it, I also had intentions, but I didn't wanna talk, I was scared of misconception. So I tried to make you laugh with some really funny gestures. I didn't wanna chicken now unless with chips and ketchup. That was a punchline, back to the session. Back to the bars, back to the tension. Back to the rapper, back to the effort. Back to the story, back to the tension. So I lit another blunt, just to make it right. I couldn't feel my face, but I knew I had to stay inside. I only had a role to play, I knew I had to play it right. Then she got comfortable and asked if she could stay the night. Mikasa is a casa, I played Lion King so we could cry over Mufasa. Like damn, shit is really painful. Why so heartless, sky so ungrateful. We connected, she couldn't stop herself now. She couldn't fight it this time, she couldn't watch your steps now. She couldn't take it anymore, she said she wants the sex now. I had to give it to her, now she's begging for the next round. Trips, nigga. God damn, I swear I'm on some trips, nigga. Thank you for listening to my story. Yeah, Lexi.